For the test infrastructure guidelines, what you want to do is create a collection of routines and models and bus function models that are needed to test the system. With our unit under test, we want to put the stimulus and monitors around it, but we want to keep those fairly simple. All those need to do is deal with transactions, the basic transactions, the reads and the writes, and the expected reads and writes here, or expect this particular packet coming out. What we'll do is on top sit some utility routines. So you layer your infrastructure the same way you would layer software with device drivers and application interfaces, and then application code. You provide a utility routines and abstracted routines that are kind of like an application layer interface. Do this particular task. Then that might involve some particular set of routines here that says do this, check if this happened, and do this again. Or expect this particular stream or sequence, and then it involves a lot of interaction between the lower level monitor. Think of it like a communication stack where you have the physical layer, the link layer, and so forth. Layer your test infrastructure the same way. The nice thing too is it allows you to have access at the appropriate layer to set up your test case. If you need to time a write cycle at an appropriate point, then you go down here and call the write routine directly. But if you don't care about the timing, you simply want to set up some configuration or some condition, you might go simply through the utility routine. So you can go up and down that stack as well to access the device at the appropriate layer.